The U.S. government has reclassified WNBA star Brittany Griner, who is imprisoned in Russia, as wrongfully detained, and that may have implications for the efforts to bring her home. Griner has been detained in Russia since February, after being accused of transporting hashish oil through an airport. For more, we're joined now by Adrienne Lawrence. She's a lawyer and former ESPN host. Adrienne, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So now the State Department is calling Brittany Griner wrongly detained. Does this suggest a shift in legal or political strategy?
What it definitely suggests is that the U.S. government is now willing to put its force behind the campaign for her release. The thing is, before it was just considered an American or being arrested abroad, which is something that's handled by the U.S. Consular Affairs Bureau. And that isn't focused on getting the person out, but just ensuring that they have access to the resources and rights that we would expect U.S. citizens to have. Mm-hmm. But now that there is a shift in considering this a wrongful detainment, so now the focus is on getting her out, and it's going to be handled by an elevated bureau known as the Special Presidential Envoy for Hostage Affairs.
Hmm. Now, this issue for a while during the war in Ukraine was kind of quiet. Now the U.S. government and the WNBA seem to be a little bit more public about it. At basketball arenas, the teams have put her initials, BG and the number 42, on the hardwood. Is there a reason, you think, for now being more public about this?
We don't necessarily know why now they have decided to consider her detainment wrongful, but what we do know is that the general process under the 2020 Robert Levinson Hostage Recovery and Hostage Taking Accountability Act, that the Secretary of State himself must personally classify whether any U.S. national detained abroad is being held unlawfully or wrongfully. And they generally consider a number of factors. 11 criteria are listed, particularly under this statute, that will help them come to that conclusion. And so the only thing that we can probably gather is that enough information came in at this point in time that Secretary of State Blinken felt that it was a time to consider this something that is a wrongful detainment when it came to Griner. And I will mention that one of those factors is whether the individual being held abroad will receive an actual justice system. Will they go through a judicial system that is independent, impartial, or is it susceptible to corruption? And what we know about Russia in terms of its judicial system is that it has a 99.75% conviction rate.
Now, it's being reported that Bill Richardson, the former U.S. ambassador to the U.N. and longtime successful negotiator to bring U.S. hostages and other arrested soldiers, pilots, journalists home to the U.S., is being brought into this process. Any signal there?
That's a very good sign. As we do know, is that Bill Richardson has extensive experience when it comes to international hostage negotiation. He helped bring home Trevor Reed. And so now having him involved in this process, given his relationship with Russia and just recently negotiating Reed's release, tells us that individuals who are involved in this attempt and this effort to get Brittany Griner back in the United States, that they are putting some serious machinery behind the possibility of getting her out.
And Trevor Reed is the American who was part of this swap, with the Russian prisoner in the U.S. Does that suggest there is a diplomatic channel open between Moscow and Washington?
Without a doubt, having Trevor Reed be able to come back through U.S. efforts says that despite this geopolitical conflict, that there are still channels open for coming to mutually agreeable end goals for both parties involved without necessarily disrupting some of the, again, geopolitical conflict that is ongoing.
Finally, Adrienne, the WNBA season starts on Friday. There will be more public conversation, public understanding about the situation there. But as far as watching for developments on Brittany Griner, what will you be watching for?
Well, I can tell you what I'll be watching for when this WNBA season kicks off on Friday is a lot of relief from the players because they've been at the forefront of speaking out when it comes to social justice issues, whether it's Black Lives Matter or things that impact directly women's rights, they have been there. And so to be to some extent silenced by virtue of the fact that it was probably safer for Brittany Griner's situation, given everything going on, they probably felt very unable to support someone who is a part of their team and also has led the way in speaking out for marginalized groups. And so now I'm certain that we will get to see how much they care about her, and they will be able to put the full force of their efforts in using their voices to hopefully contribute to some of the pressure that brings her home.
Yeah. Friday Griner's team, the Phoenix Mercury, hosts the Las Vegas Aces. Adrienne Lawrence is a lawyer and former ESPN host. Thank you again, Adrienne.
Thank you.